At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There you go.
Is it though the men in the mirror, Sirianni and Hurts?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Because it's not just one man. They both stunk on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have their own mirror or they share a mirror? Like they share one mirror or they each have their own separate mirrors they're looking at?
They probably all need to look at it all in the same mirror or the separate mirror. However you want to do it, Joe.
Well, I just want to get changes here, Hugh. I'm trying to figure things out.
That guy was right. Hugh doesn't defend Jalen Hurts enough.
I know.
I'm a bad person.
Well, at least you said it. All right, 215-592-9494. No, you don't have to defend Jalen Hurts today because he stunk on Friday. Let's call it for what it is. All right, let's go around the NFL a little bit, Hugh. It was a wild week 13 in the National Football League, and it does impact the Eagles in a lot of ways. All right, so let's start with Thanksgiving. Packers 31, Lions 24. Lions are in a lot of trouble, now facing a must-win Thursday against the Cowboys. Packers are putting it together, though, Hugh. They look to me like they're going to be a top two seed in the NFC. I think the Packers end up winning that division. I know the Bears are on top right now. Mm-hmm. Packers impressed me on Thursday against the Lions.
Did not see that. Like, that was the one, I mean, even though I didn't see it coming, I felt like that probably was the 50-50 game.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but the other ones that, you know, kind of put the NFL on notice were with Kansas City and Detroit. I mean, Dallas, that was kind of crazy. So, yeah, Dallas still alive, man. And, you know, it's funny because now people are trying to say, well, Dallas, Dak's going to choke. I don't know, dog. I don't know. He might not choke in the regular season. Now, we know what his playoff history has been. But, man, the team is playing well now.
Official statement on the NFC East is overtake from a few weeks ago. Ooh. I am holding firm that this division is still the Eagles. I will reconvene on this after Thursday Night Football because I expect the Lions to beat the Cowboys. If that outcome doesn't go the way I'm anticipating, I might have myself a little issue on my hands here because I called something over, and if Dallas wins that game Thursday, the math's not going in my direction anymore. I'm strong right now. Thursday's different. We'll see what happens on Thursday. All right. Joe Burrow comes back. Bengals beat the Ravens 32-14. You know the 4-8 Bengals are alive in the AFC North?
Alive. You said it, too. I think you were talking about how they might be still alive, and I didn't think so.
It's not that crazy to think that they could
win the division.
Steelers and Ravens play each other twice still.
I know. And they play the Ravens one more time so they could sweep them themselves. That division is up for grabs. All right, let's just skip over Friday because that was embarrassing. And we already talked about that all day. We will continue to. All right, a couple things from yesterday, Hugh, that are certainly impactful to the Eagles. Panthers 31. Your Panthers, Hugh, 31. The Rams 28. For the first time in a long time, the Rams take an L. I don't know what to do with the Panthers. Once in a while, they look like a terrible team.
He got over that heartache. He got over
that. And then they look good once in a while.
He got over that Tyrese Maxey heartache.
Oh, Bryce Young?
Yeah.
You see the stat about Bryce Young?
What happened?
At his age, 24 years old, the most come-from-behind victories in the history of the NFL, he overtook Peyton Manning and Josh Allen yesterday.
He found out that they weren't loyal, and then he just took off since then. Tyrese took his girl. That happens, man. Sometimes that heartache, you know, get over that heartache, and you gotta. Your biggest success is your biggest win is having success, and that's what he's trying to do now.
He's playing a lot better than our quarterback.
He is.
A lot of quarterbacks are.
Yeah. And well, that's true. And the Panthers' offense has moved the ball way better.
I'm not playing with you today, Kyle.
What? I'm not even playing at all. I'm being dead serious.
How many quarterbacks are playing worse than Jalen?
You know, instead of our power rankings Wednesday, we should list all of the quarterbacks playing better than Jalen right now.
Could be a long segment. It's a lot. Yeah. Might be easier to list the ones playing worse than Jalen. It's not that many. All right. Yesterday, Seahawks 26, Vikings 0. Seahawks continue to roll up victories. Chargers 31-14. What thing to come out of that game yesterday, Hugh, was Justin Herbert hurt his hand. His non-throwing hand is going to have surgery. Pins being put in.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's able to play next week. The last two games yesterday, Bills 26, Steelers 7. We'll get to some audio from that coming up in a second. And the Broncos 27, Commanders 26. I'll tell you, watching that game last night,
Broncos ran off 9 straight, didn't they?
Broncos are good. I think they're going to end up the one seed. But Commanders aren't rolling over as the season ends.
They're not going quietly into the night.
We're going to have to beat them probably at least once, if not twice. And those are probably going to be games the way our team is playing right now. All right. Oh, and your Jets won again yesterday.
Jets. Yeah, I saw that.
Aaron Glenn's got a little turnaround here. Three out of the last 5.
He's about to get Raheem Morris fired, man.
Raheem Morris is getting himself fired here. That team stinks. It's a bad football team. That's a bad football team. All right, let's go around the NFL with some audio because there was a lot. There's a lot of beefs out there. This is the voice of Julius Chestnut from the Tennessee Titans. Listen to the accusation he put out there on the Jaguars punter. Listen to this.
I don't really know why the punter did that. You know, honestly, I was just trying to play hard and he came up to me, said he was going to kill me, you know? So I don't know what made him do that.
Yeah, I mean, just things kind of tempers flared from that moment, you thought? I mean, just how did the frustrations of the game kind of boil into that moment, you think?
I don't think it was any frustration. I think it was just us playing hard, and me and the other guy was just playing hard, and I think he just wanted to something to say. Honestly, I have no idea.
You didn't get any kind of explanation as to what he took exception to? I mean, for him to kind of come toward you on the play after that?
No, I have no idea. I was just playing hard. He came with me, you know? I don't know what made him do that. Might have been a couple plays before, and I made a block on him, maybe. I don't know what made him want to do that, but. Yeah, that was surprising to me. I never seen nothing like that before.
So Julius Chestnut didn't come across to me as angry. He came across more very surprised.
He was shook. I thought he was shook.
You've been on the field for a lot of different trash
he
talk.
He probably was laughing like, oh my god,
I need that punter.
No, listen.
Have you ever heard of a punter going up to a player and saying, I'm going to kill
no,
you?
No, he wasn't afraid. It was more like, wow.
What?
A lot of bravado from a
like,
punter.
He did not see that coming.
You think Julius is worried that he meant it like oh, I'm going to beat you up, kill you, or kill you.
He didn't lose no sleep.
Over the punter?
I
think they play again in week 18. They need to play that up. That's big stuff.
He looked like he just saw a ghost.
No, he probably was like, wow, out of all the trash talkers on the field.
The punter? Well, trash talk didn't end there yesterday. Let's go to Cam Hayward after the Bills beat the Steelers. Cam, in his feelings over him and Josh Allen having some beef.
You and Josh Allen have seen a little bit of frustration early on. Can you talk about it or?
Being kneed in my stomach. And then, just drawing back and forth. And then, ticked off the entire game because as a quarterback, they're protected, but I'm not. It just pisses me off.
You saying he kneed you or
yes,
someone else?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Did you cross the line throughout the game, or was it that one incident?
That was that one incident.
Was that on purpose by him?
Yes. He even said after, I had to do something to get you off me.
Had to get you something to get you off me, huh?
Cam was not playing yesterday with the media. You ever get kicked in the stomach by a quarterback?
A quarterback kicked me in the stomach?
That's what he said. Like Josh Allen did.
Josh bought that action, man.
Yeah.
I don't really think he is, though, but I think because he plays a position that he plays – and he's overall protected by
his
players.
That's what Cam seemed upset about. Like, he could kick me, and then I can't do anything back.
Yeah, yeah, but I guess I ain't got no better way of saying this, but Josh Allen don't strike me as the type of cat you catch him on the streets. He got that same.
Are most quarterbacks? I don't think he is either.
And I'm not saying it like, you know, catch him on the street, but I'm just saying, like, it's different on the field because, you know, like, most of the time when you're the quarterback, you know, you can bristle up at folks. And he a big dude, too.
Yeah.
But I don't really think, you know, if you, like, in a real world setting that you bought that action.
Well, I you're probably right about that. I thought Cam Harrell was going to cry, though. He was very upset. You could see the emotion in his voice. You could see it in his eyes and then hear it in his voice. Last one, though, and we saved the best for last. Shelby Harris, defensive tackle for the Cleveland Browns yesterday, not happy with Juwan Jennings, San Francisco wide receiver.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it, because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him in the nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Yeah, because he got a helmet on, but that's probably coming. Somebody going to catch him slipping.
He's a hoe.
Just want that known.
You's a hoe. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it was.
It's the best audio of the season.
Say, that's why you got punched in the mommy dad.
He's a hoe.
That is funny. But I tell you, hey, these kids nowadays, man, they're such killers.
Do you think we've reached a point in the season where everyone's kind of just had it, like they've been beat up for 3 or 4 months, and we're getting
It's going to get a little chippy.
Yeah, was the weekend it felt like it
and
went
I
there.
I tell you what, man, parody. Like, every time something like this happens, I think about the parody in the NFL.
Yep.
Because a lot of times people like to call in, they like to find comfort in stats, you know.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They like to find comfort in the hierarchy of offenses and, you know, defenses and stuff like that. This should prove to you that it doesn't matter. Like, we got beat by the 29th and the 27th ranked defense.
Don't matter.
Didn't matter. You know what I mean? And people used to call it with solace about, well, we're the defending Super Bowl champions. Guess what? Dallas knew that.
Chicago knew it.
Didn't give two dams about it.
Nope.
They did not care.
They kicked their ass.
DeAndre Swift came in here. Shout out to DeAndre Swift, because I know his dad probably listens. He came in here and ran like he was trying to let them know they should have never let him go.
You know, they had a lot of ex-Eagles with revenge. It was Swift. It was
Lamide.
Byard with the pick.
Who was the receiver? Was the receiver, too? We had
Zacchaeus?
A receiver. Yeah, Lamide.
There's like four of those guys. They were all over the place. I'm like, these guys are all Eagles.
They were doing the Harlem Shuffle, the Harlem Shake. They were doing all kinds of little. I don't know. I just made that up.
It's 1 o'clock.
They were dancing. They were celebrating. The beat down of
Ben Johnson taking his shirt off in the locker room
afterwards.
Did
you see the thing that happened in Chicago because of that? I think a hot dog stand in Chicago said if Ben Johnson took his shirt off, everyone could get a free hot dog, like the whole city. So he just put, I mean, I don't know how that handled that for their business, but he put them on the map. By the way, speaking of parody, Hugh, we enter, so there's one game left tonight, the Patriots and Giants, but we're going to end week 13 in the NFL with every division no more than two games separating first and second place, and in most divisions, it's a game or a game and a half. I mean, this is exactly what the NFL wants entering December.
Good weekend for Guess the Takes, too.
It was.
Colts or frauds.
Yeah. I mean, ever since you put Daniel Jones in the MVP race, the guy has fun. The guy's got a broken fibula now.
I said they were going to regret the Sauce trade. Now he's injured.
Yep.
But that wasn't why I said it. That's a tough loss to the Texans.
It's a big one.
And now it's, is it them versus Jacksonville next week?
This week in Jacksonville. Yep. Yep. Yeah, what happened to that Daniel Jones MVP thing?
They're going to need those picks.
You're talking about me. I feel attacked.
You jinxed him.
They're going to regret giving away those first-round picks.
Of course they are. Of course they probably already are. 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tracy is up on WIP. Tracy!
Yes.
What's up, Tracy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, Tracy. What's up?
Hey. I was just trying to comment on what y'all was talking earlier. I looked at it from the fourth game, and from the fourth game, I seen that I'm speaking from an offensive lineman point of view because I used to play football for high school and college, and our offensive line is garbage truck juice. I never seen where a guard or an offensive tackle had a kill shot, and that guard or offensive tackle wind up on his backside. Tyler Steen is not a starter, in my opinion. The center and our guard on the other side, they started the season injured. They should have chilled for the first half of the season because they not playing to the standard they was playing to last year. Becton not re-signing him, that was huge. No matter what people try to say, that was huge. Jordan Mailata, it looked like, I don't know. Like, it looked like he already at the mountaintop already, and he not playing with no pride. And I understand everybody saying the offensive coordinator, it's his fault, everything. I get it just a little bit because, like I said, in college and in high school, the coach called the play right there. The defense knew the play. And as an offensive lineman, you had to have pride in making sure that you blocked them. So it's not about if defenses know what we're doing. Where is the pride at? Like, and then Jalen Hurts, yes, he definitely was the main reason, in my opinion, why we lost that game on Friday. And the offense just looked different. I'm hearing, like, as far as with the RPO and everything, if he don't want to run that, everything is reminding me of what Darren Sproles put out there later on, where Carson Wentz didn't run the same offense as
Nick Foles when
he won the Super Bowl. It seemed like it's the same format. Like, as much as I don't want to say put in the backup quarterback, I mean, I'm leaning towards it because it's like, what is you here for, Jalen? If you don't want to run what got us to being great or you being great, like, I mean, it's time for you to move on then. Like, I'm just sorry. We look sorry out there. Like, Saquon Barkley not hitting the holes. I'm looking at him dancing around and everything. Like, I ain't trying to blame him all the way, but it's a shame how when Bigsby do come in, it looked like a different running game.
I know,
like,
Tracy. We didn't give Bigsby a single carry on Friday.
Ain't it ironic? Yeah. All that talk about him getting the ball.
Roll the tank out. Left the tank in the garage.
That was pettiness. Had to have been.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yep. I'm sorry. They just look awful.
That's reckless speculation right there.
I'm sorry.
Not for you. That was Kyle's reckless.
No apologies needed. Tracy, what do you got for us? Bad combo. What are you thinking?
Bad combo, I'm saying chicken noodle soup with blue cheese.
Ooh, that sounds disgusting. Trace, that's a great answer. Wow. Chicken noodle soup.
Who does that?
Well, I mean, it's a bad combo.
I don't think anyone does.
I don't like blue cheese. You guys blue cheese?
Oh, yeah, I like blue cheese.
I'm not a fan.
I'd rather the ranch from having the buffalo.
Cowards. Oh, it's blue.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
I like that answer. That was a good one. Let's go to... all right, Marty's got a question for Hugh Douglas. What's up, Marty?
Hey, how's it going?
Marty.
What's up, Marty?
Thanks for letting me on, guys.
You got it, Marty.
I was a long-time caller. Maybe this will help tell you why I called. I used to talk to Angelo once a week. I bled through Randall and Donovan. My family's been diehard for 40 years, and you know how life changes. You just don't call as much. But watching this team, I had to call today because we could finally have a dynasty, and it's slipping through our fingers. And I really had a question for Hugh. I like Hugh and Richie in the morning because you guys played the game. This week, well, I'm not a professional athlete, but I have watched football for 40 years, so I'm a professional watcher.
That qualifies.
You're good. Well, that counts.
We welcome all.
Most of us are like you, Marty. Go ahead.
We welcome all.
Check this out. It looks like it looks like Jalen, our receivers, it's like when they meet on Sunday, it's the first time they've ever played together. It's like, and here's my question for you, and I said this to your producer when he asked me to stay on the phone. This week, Nick, Petula, Jalen, and our receiver should be down there at that link, 8 hours, running plays. They get paid. I don't even need an offensive line because these guys, after 40 years of watching, I don't see any synchronicity. These guys are like, who's that receiver? And the thing, the sad part is, guys, we could have a dynasty. Somehow, Howie pulled together our defense because we got rid of a lot of guys. And watching this team, we do have the pieces. Do I want to blame Jalen? I do, but I really can't. We won it last year, and we've really filled in really great. Hugh, do you think they're down there running these plays with these guys all week? And if not, that's Nick Sirianni's fault. Our offense does not know how to jive, and that. This is something so simple. What's going on there, Hugh? Are they practicing or are they not even together during the week?
Marty, you know what? I wish I could answer your question definitively, but I can't. But I'm going to tell you what I know from the time that I played. And that's you worked together. You were with each other all the time. So I'm going to say yes. But to your point, what you see on Sunday or Friday in this matter where it looks like they're not, it feels like that to me too. So you're not far off. And that's what blows my mind because even if you don't like the quarterback, you gotta talk to him.
Mm.
You gotta talk to him. You gotta talk to him.
Do these four guys go out at night and have a beer and say, "Look, this is what we gotta do." I mean, if it was my friends, they're my workers together, and we get along, and we could have a dynasty. We could win our suit. And Philly, think about Philly. We are green. We die green. And we're going to let it slip through our hands. It's like these guys don't even know each other. And I know Petula's new, but Crepe, get 10 plays.
Man, listen.
And run the plays so the ball gets to them. It seems simple. Now, I'm not a professional, but it seems like these guys don't even know each other.
Let me tell you, Marty. All I know is this. All my teammates, if I don't see them for a couple hours or a couple years, they're always family.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just like, you know, me and Ike, you know, we work together. We get to see each other. Me and John, you know.
Oh, that's great.
That's what I don't understand. I don't understand it, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it shouldn't be this hard, Marty. And it at times.
Especially after you won a Super Bowl.
I know.
Like, y'all won a Super Bowl.
That play, Marty, on Friday, when they threw to Saquon in the flat, when Jalen threw the ball to and Saquon wasn't even turned around, I sat down. I'm like, are they even practicing? Like, what are they doing? What are they doing?
I'm even cool with cats that ain't even been on my squad, like that played in my era.
All right, Marty, Marty, what do you got for us? A bad combination. What are you thinking?
I think I got the winner. You ready?
Yep.
Hair and food.
What? Hair and food. Yeah, that's
hair and your food.
Hair and your food.
Marty,
well, that's a bad combination.
That's a really bad. It just ruins the food. Because you can't just like you could just take the hair out, but it just the whole operation feels off.
For a guy that has a fluffy beard like me, I every now and then I just pull the hair out and just keep going.
Yeah, but when you were serving
if it's not my hair on Saturday,
did you wear one of those like nets in your beard?
I think it's foreign hair in the food, right?
Yeah, not your own. Yeah.
I did not. I did not wear ice cream.
You should have wore the net over your beard.
I made sure I wasn't hovering over the ice cream with chin all over the ice cream.
Yeah, but you could have ruined someone's night if one of your beard hairs was
in the
ice cream.
Yeah, I probably could have.
It's gross.
Yeah. Somebody said something like that. I'm like, man, they didn't give me the thing for my beard.
You know, one time I went back to a pizza place to return a pizza that I had found a hair in, and I told them. And I guess it was like the chef.
He said you lied.
Yeah, well, he came back. He came up to the front to like confront me. I tried to do it discreetly. I called him like, hey, like, and just come back.
You don't want to make a big deal. You just want
Right. Like, because I like the place. And the guy comes back and he's like, I just don't like understand how like that could have happened. And I said to him, I was like, you know, the funny thing is it actually looks exactly like the hair that's on your face right now.
It's your hair, man.
Yeah. Like, but, you know, as soon as I saw the guy, I was like, this is your hair.
In a snippy way, though, Kyle.
Oh, I sure did, yeah. Well, because he tried to give me crap for it.
Yeah, that's where the business has just to eat it and just give you a new pie. I mean,
That's it. Like, if you complain about it, customer's always right.
And now, all these years later, Kyle just said it on the air. So screw that guy.
What's his name?
No, you don't have to do that. 2-2.
I'm messy.
You are. 215-592-9494. We'll get to you people on the other side. I'm sure they have a lot to say today. I wonder, are you people being honest with themselves today? Or
probably
are they?
Somewhat.
Right. Somewhat. All right. That's interesting. All right. Plus, we got to get to this. The latest on Kyle Schwarber, the Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes, which could be revved up here. Hugh, come on. We got an Eagles season falling apart. Now you're going to hit us with Kyle Schwarber's not coming back. We'll give you the latest on Schwarber, when he might sign, and who are the teams that are chasing Kyle Schwarber alongside the Phillies right now, and how quickly this thing might be resolved. 215-592-9494. That's all coming up. Your calls and your last shot to get in for the prize today. Qualifying prize and, of course, entry for the grand prize. Give us two things that do not go together. They just bad combinations, like Sirianni and Petullo when it comes to offense. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.